You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Intern.cast show, the show where we, the hosts, much like the features we review, have not yet graduated up to theatrical release. All the other critics out there are like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, mean, big, legit. We're more like Earl Sinclair from the Dinosaurs TV show.
Not the mama.
Yes, that's right. We are the Intern.cast show, and today we'll be reviewing Oakjaw, a Netflix original. I am your host, TJ, as per always, and as per always, I'm always joined by these lovely, beautiful people.
I'm Leslie.
And I'm Davey.
And Davey. And how are y'all doing this week?
Good.
It is a July 4th week.
Oh, fuck.
Happy birthday, America.
Marga.
Fuck yeah.
It's also gonna rain on July 4th, and I work at a movie theater.
Oh?
Are there movies at, on July 4th?
Yeah, we never close. We never close ever.
That doesn't even make sense. You have to close sometime. Christmas?
Well, no, we don't close on Christmas. Because
you don't close on the 4th of July. Who's watching movies on July 4th?
Well, if it's raining, everybody's gonna go there.
Exactly, and on stuff like Christmas, like, people are with their families. But I'm in the middle of Tennessee, so everyone hates their families, but they have to pretend like they don't because it goes against quote-unquote traditional values. So everyone just goes to the movies and like, I fucking hate you, but we'll see Despicable Me 3. That's how they do it.
You know, speaking of July 4th, I saw this meme online, so I'm not going to take credit for it.
Okay.
But it was something like, hey, let's watch the fireworks videos we made last year, said no one ever. And I point that at you, Leslie, because God forbid you don't take a picture of something once in your life.
Are you one of those people that takes pictures of fireworks?
Yep.
Shut up. Don't judge me.
You are officially judged.
It's like, have you guys seen fucking Paranorman, that like animated movie?
Yeah, totally.
There's a great moment in the very beginning when they're watching the kid do a play and he's filming it and the camera dies and he's like, oh, how are we ever going to remember this special moment? That's what that reminds me of.
Totally.
Yeah. Whatever.
What have you been up to, Davey? What have you been watching?
I've been watching a shit ton, actually. Real quick, because I am Davey the Baby, apparently, as of last week's fucking description in the episode, I did go see Baby Driver twice.
Twice?
I saw it twice.
Damn, that's like when you hit it, quit it, and call it back up for seconds.
Gross, but yes. That's how much I loved the sweet, sweet nectar that is Edgar Wright. Just over and over and over again. I don't want to harken too much on it, but it's amazing. And it's so much fun.
It's amazing, I agree.
It's so good.
Yes.
Everyone should see it, because it's awesome.
It was fine.
Oh,
fucking
no.
Okay, Edgar Wright is my favorite director of all time. My absolute favorite. As far as I'm concerned, he's never made a bad movie. And this one is not a bad movie, but it's not my favorite movie.
It's my favorite. I love it.
It's my favorite of the year, as of right now.
Hmm.
And you can see my other favorites on the best and worst of 2017 post that should be coming up on oneofus.net sometime soon.
I would have liked Baby Driver so much more if So some of the characters in the third act didn't completely 180 flip.
But they set up the flips.
The flips were pointless and like made no sense. But
okay. But we're not
that's all.
Let's move on. Real quick, I also saw The Bad Batch, which was weird.
Yes.
I think people should see it, but I don't know. I didn't really like it, but it's a movie that I think people need to get their own opinions about. I saw The House with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler, and it's a movie.
Is it bad Will Ferrell, or is it good Will Ferrell?
It's, like, bad Will Ferrell makes me angry. This isn't bad Will Ferrell. This isn't semi-pro. It's just, it's not Step Brothers. It's just...
Okay, that right there was a compliment to me. I hate Step Brothers.
I hate it, too.
Loathing passion.
Because Step Brothers is, like, a really annoying. The House isn't necessarily annoying, it's just so lifeless. And not very funny, but not in a, like, painful way. It's just, you just kind of watch these people do things, and then the movie's over. And then you're like, okay, that was an hour and 28 minutes, I guess. the less said about that movie, the better. And I got to see this movie that's coming out in a bit called Kidnap with Halle Berry.
That sounds exactly like that other movie with Halle Berry.
Which other movie?
Where she's like a phone... The call? Operator. The Call.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's worse.
Oh, okay.
Because the call was really fucking bad.
Oh, was it? I didn't see. I saw like the first like 10 minutes of it in silence. Like, I remember I was donating plasma because I was a poor college student at one point in my life, even though that movie came out like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I was donating plasma and they don't have the sound on, but I was just sitting there reading and I'm like, God, I wish they would stick this needle deeper because this is not very good.
Yeah, no, it's The Call's a terrible movie, but Kidnap is an offensively brain dead piece of shit. Just don't see it. Halle Berry is just fucking terrible now.
I think she's just done. I think she just needs to get out of the
business. Was she ever good? Like, I mean, like, here's the thing. Now that I think about it, like, past her quote-unquote prime, was there ever really a time when she was all that, like, good? I mean, like, there was a time where people thought she was hot, and that was about it. But, like, didn't she win an Academy Award? Or am I completely...
Here's how long ago that was. When she won an Oscar, I was 3 years old.
Oh, okay, so like 5 years ago.
Oh, fuck off. But no, she won an Oscar in 2001. I could not talk yet when Halle Berry won an Oscar. That's how long ago she was relevant.
Halle Berry won an Oscar the same year that 9/11 happened. Coincidence?
Oh.
This is not InfoWars, this is one of us. And I'm also, because I'm going to go see The Beguiled in, like, 2 hours, so I watched Lost in Translation and Somewhere for the first time.
And?
I really like Sofia Coppola. I like both those movies a lot. I really like Lost in Translation. I just wanted to bring that up, because people have been giving Sofia Coppola a lot of shit her whole life, and I'm just saying, she makes damn good movies.
I think everyone gives the Coppola family shit. In general.
Well, like, they give them shit at different
lest we not forget that Nick Cage is a Coppola.
Nick Cage is a Coppola, and I fucking love Nick Cage.
I will stay. Have you ever been dragged across the sidewalk until you press blood?
But that's the thing. That's from Matchstick Men, which is his best movie and his best performance. He's also got fucking Adaptation. He's great in Kick-Ass. I fucking love Nicolas Cage, and I will fight anyone about Nicolas Cage being amazing.
Oh my god, we riled up the baby.
Baby Driver 2.
we need put your pacifier in and just hush now.
Goo goo, motherfuckers. What have you guys been doing?
Well, I have a review for us.
Okay.
I just watched the Netflix original You Get Me.
Oh, okay. God.
It's bad.
Did you not get it?
I got it. It's not hard to get. It's very, there's no subtlety in it at all. It's like, I mean, there's a million movies out there that have this exact same premise, but have y'all ever saw Swim Fan?
Oh, yeah. No. The 1990s.
Yeah, like, and there's a, I mean, that's a bad reference, but, like, there's a million versions of the same movie where, like, the guy cheats on the girl, okay? And then the side chick turns out to be a crazy bitch.
Oh, okay. No.
And threatens everyone's lives, because God forbid it was a hit it and quit it.
Right.
And, you know, it's bad, dude. Like, here's the thing. I saw it on Netflix, and I wasn't planning on watching it, but the description of it sounded very teen angsty, and y'all know me. So
right.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, okay, a teen angst movie.
Right.
Because the description says something like, I don't even know the character's name, but it's something like, so-and-so doesn't know how to deal with her first breakup. And that from that description alone, it sounded like, oh, okay, so she's going through a breakup, and she's going through some heartache, and she's going to grow a little bit, and she's going to learn to be an independent woman. Cool, I'm down to watch this.
Independent woman.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not what it is at all. So it's basically this couple who's, like, just too fucking pretty and too fucking rich to be, like, whiny
right.
about everything. They get into a fight. He thinks they broke up, but they didn't.
Okay.
So he goes off and has a one-night stand with this chick. Okay.
It's the Ross Geller we were on a break thing.
Basically, totally.
Okay.
And then, so then they get back together officially, or they were never apart, whatever, who cares? That's not the point of it, right?
Right.
The side chick ends up being the new girl in school.
Okay.
And he doesn't tell his girlfriend for whatever reason.
Right.
Like, he, all his problems, this is one of those movies where all the problems would be solved if he just told his girlfriend, listen, I thought we were broken up, you're gonna hate me, I hooked up with this girl, we can fight about this, we can deal with this, but either way, that's the truth, we're gonna handle this like adults.
Right.
But no, he doesn't do that, he doesn't say anything, and he lets the side chick and his current girlfriend become BFFs, right? Yeah, so that there can be all this tension of, will she tell her? Is someone going to find out? Oh my god.
Okay.
Who fucking cares? It's bad. It's fucking bad.
Does it ever go, like, crazy, like, where it's at least entertainingly bad?
No. Oh god, no. It goes crazy where it's, like, I wanted to vomit bad. Because it doesn't make any sense. Like I said, if he just talked to his girlfriend, and then, like, so she's the new girl in school, right? So the first one to get it, because she's a crazy bitch and she's taking bodies in her wake, right? First person who's, like, suspicious of her is their mutual friend, and she's like, I don't know, the new girl doesn't have a Facebook. That's really weird. I'm gonna look into this. And lo and behold, before she can look into it, she gets poisoned.
Oh, no.
So, there's actual, like, murder in this movie?
I'm not gonna spoil it, but it's... Yeah.
Okay, that's good. At least some people are dying, because if no one dies in this premise, then that is wasted trash.
But it's like, who cares if she doesn't have a Facebook? A lot of people don't fucking have Facebook, and a lot of people... It's not even that rare of a thing anymore. Maybe, like... Honestly, I would have said, like, 5 years ago, it would have been shocking to meet someone that didn't have a Facebook.
Yeah.
But Facebook has kind of come and gone in a way that it's not it's still relevant to our lives, but it's not, like, a thing anymore. No one's like, I have to have a Facebook. No, it's just you have a Facebook or you don't. And some people appreciate it for what it's worth, and some people just don't have a need for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I honestly wouldn't... I don't give a fuck about Facebook. I only have one because it's useful to communicate with. That's all.
Exactly.
Like, apparently, the new girl, even though she is right, she turns out to be a murdering bitch. But, right. Like, that's besides the point. At the time, the girl didn't know that. And she's like... She doesn't have a Facebook. I'm going to look into this. Like, who the fuck cares, dude?
Also, how would you look into it if she didn't have a Facebook or social media? That's what people look into.
Right. And then when they do look into the girl, they find out that this girl was recently... she's the new girl because she was recently released from a crazy house.
Oh, fucking course she was.
And it's like, okay, so she's going... And it's not like she's using a new name or anything like that. This is her name, right? She was released from a crazy house.
Yeah.
And... She's going to public school. I mean, does the principal of this school not fucking, like, look at the kids? It's not even the principal's job. It's the goddamn school district director's job to know what he's doing.
This sounds terrible.
It's pretty fucking bad, dude. And it's so melodramatic. Like, so they get into a fight, and she's, like, trying to make out with him, trying to hook up with him after he said, I'm not cheating on my girlfriend anymore. He barely moves his shoulder, and she goes flying across the street to get the busted ass lip. It's beyond melodramatic. It's fucking awful. And it stars this one chick, who I don't know who she is, but the evil bitch is, her name is Bella Thorne. That was the only actress I can remember.
Oh, fuck her.
Yeah, and this bitch is like plastic. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to go on a quick rant here.
Good.
I don't give a maybe it's just me. I just like naturally beautiful girls, or girls that use makeup to accentuate their beauty, not hide their fucking face entirely. Like, ladies, you're beautiful. Be beautiful. Fuck. You don't need
to... You are so beautiful.
She's giving me the sign to wrap up what I'm talking about, and then she has to interrupt me with a piss-poor serenade. Okay? Okay. Too much makeup is a bad thing. I should not be able to throw water on your face... Have your face slide off like a cake in the Titanic, fall on the floor, then I look back up and see fucking the Oogie Boogie Man with the worms, like, you know, when he gets unraveled and it's all worms?
Yeah.
That's, your face doesn't look like that, so don't treat it like it looks like that. Use makeup sparingly. It's a good thing when you use it right. This bitch is 100% fucking plastic. I don't get why I just don't understand chicks that I don't even understand guys that put up with that. Like, what kind of... For one thing, like, there's another thing where she's, like, swimming, right? So they hook up, and they go swimming, and they wake up the next morning. This is the day after they've done drugs. They went to a club. They had sex multiple times. They went to a pool. And then she wakes up the next morning, perfect makeup? No, fucker.
Goddamn bitch.
No, it's just like, it's ridiculous. It doesn't even fucking try. I don't know. That's just me. Anyway, I give it, like, it's pretty bad. I can't think of one redeeming good thing about it other than the fact that, like, some of the people are pretty. And that's just not even my taste. And I know somebody out there is going to be like, yeah, but Bella Thorne's really hot with her makeup and her plastic face. I'm like, okay, you have that. I give it, like 1.5, like, crazy psycho bitches that you should not stick your dick into out of 10. Huh. Yeah. But, anyway. I did actually have a quick side story. This is totally, like, not related. But I was talking to my dad recently, and you guys, Davey, did you ever see 21?
Yeah, the Blackjack movie?
Yeah. I actually read the book. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's like, it's not one of those movies I ever want to rewatch that often, or even at all,
like
really.
If it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie.
The problem with it I have is that I wish it was more of a classic three-act structure, because it kind of peters apart in the third act. Like, it doesn't really have an ending.
No, I get that.
But anyway, so I read the book that it was based off of, which is not very good. The movie is better, surprisingly. Okay. But my dad, I was talking to my dad, and he was telling me that he knows the guy that Kevin Spacey's character is based off of.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, he personally knows the guy. So I was asking, how did you know this guy? I guess Asians run in the same circle, because my dad's like, oh, I was in Chinatown, and me and him met, and we were talking, and then our wives became friends, and then they invited us over to their house.
Cool.
Okay. So get this right. So you would guess that Kevin Spacey's character, the real-life person he's based off of, is loaded, right? Because he's a professional blackjack player.
Right.
Turns out he, like, doesn't have a job, and he does Amway.
Okay.
Do you all know what Amway is?
No. What's Amway?
It's one of those pyramid scheme things.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Davey's too young, and Leslie doesn't know enough people. Pyramid schemes are a bad thing.
I know what a pyramid scheme is. I have the internet.
But so it's like, apparently, like, being blacklisted from every casino in Las Vegas doesn't pay very well, because he's fucking doing Amway. And I'm going to say this out loud for all the listeners. Friends don't let friends do pyramid schemes. If you have a friend that does a pyramid scheme, either they're too stupid, and you need to explain to them that's a bad thing, or they don't like you. Okay, because that shit is not good.
Herbalife.
Yeah, Herbalife.
Just kidding.
Herbalife. Anyway, so this week we are reviewing Okja, which is a Netflix original by Bong Hawk. I can never.
Bong Joon Ho.
Fuck. Bong Joon. Fuck. Say
Bong
it again, baby.
Bong Joon Ho.
Bong Joon Ho.
I think you're saying it backwards, because IMDb. Oh, okay.
It's.
Yeah, they have it. They have it switched on IMDb, but it is.
Korean names
say, right?
Do that, and I just kind of go with the one that I learned first.
Right, so that it's his Netflix original Okja, which basically trans to I roll the movie, because fuck, I could not stop rolling my eyes during this thing.
Oh no.
Yeah, we're gonna disagree.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna disagree with both of you, because Leslie was like, aw, I'm gonna cry.
No,
and
I wanted to cry because it was a giant pig.
I wanted to, like, take a pan and, like, bop her in the head with it, because I could not stand
You don't
this.
Know how I feel about this movie. We didn't even talk about it, so shut up.
But
there's definitely going to be a lot of disagreement on this.
So basically, the premise here is there's the... Did they say... Maybe I filled this in the gap. Did they say in the beginning that there's a shortage of food in the world or something like that?
It's implied.
It's implied that there's a shortage of food. Not in, like, a global scale where people are dying in the streets, but, like...
Yeah. They want to fix it. They want to resolve the problem.
Yeah, they're being proactive as opposed to reactive, in which their food source is starting to die off or not be productive, and they're trying to beat the problem. Anyway.
Right.
So they genetically enhance these super pigs, which are supposed to taste good, be better for the environment, and
be fucking large.
And be really big. And be like, just, they're just supposed to be super pigs. Okay.
Right.
So they send all these pigs off to be cared for. I don't know
because
why.
It takes 10 years for them to be mature enough to slaughter.
Sure. So they send
them off to all these... It's a promotional scheme.
Okay. I guess that's the biggest thing about it, because it made no sense to me as to why they sent off all these super pigs to all these random people to be taken care of. But I guess if they're doing it because of promotional reasons.
And they also wanted to make it a little bit more eco-friendly, saying, like, there's no, like, harm coming to these pigs and everything like that. So they wanted right. to make sure that the company that was lastly, like, you know, pretty much in trouble because of the person who owned it before, which was her sister, they wanted to make sure, like, they have, like, this eco-friendly
yeah. Right, right. So this is the Mirando now. Company, which is held it up by Tilda Swinton playing Lucy Mirando. And so basically she's kind of doing it on a PR spree. She's trying to fix the company's name because all the predecessors fucked it up for him. So her part of her scheme, she's going to create these pigs. She's going to send them off to these random farmers who are going to do like a competition to see who's going to have the best biggest pig at the end of 10 years. Right. And I don't know why, because it's not like they get rich or famous for it. They never really say what's in it for the farmers, other than, anyway. So fast forward to 10 years, and we are introduced to Okja, which is an enormous super pig. It looks kind of like a pig mixed with, like, a rat, kind of. I don't know. It's something.
It looks like a hippo mixed with...
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll give you a hippo.
Yeah,
I'll give
like
you a hippo.
Like a hippo and a pig.
Yeah, and so it's just so damn smart and just so sweet. So we're introduced to Okja and the little girl...
Mija.
And they are just the best of friends. And Mija lives out in the Korean wilderness yeah. and with her grandpa because her parents are dead.
Right.
And they're raising this Okja pig, and it's the end of the 10 years, and 10 years is up. And, of course, no surprise, Okja is the winning pig, which means she gotta go. She's gotta head her way down to her victory tour and then end in the slaughterhouse.
So they're gonna take the pig to New York. To kind of show the world, like, oh, yeah, this is what happens when you treat your animals well, and they get super big, and now they're going to feed all of us. So yeah. there's, like, this huge thing of where the pig leaves, and, well, the little girl is freaked out about it.
Yeah, and she's going to get her best friend back. Now, the problem I have with Bong Joon-ho, fuck my life, dude, I'm so sorry. He's a very talented guy, but the problem yeah. is that I've never really liked any of his movies. I've seen The Host, and I've seen the Train movie, Snowpiercer, but I don't really like them because I kind of feel like he's just too fucking preachy.
Really? I mean, I have that problem with The Host, preachy, but like, I don't have that problem with Snowpiercer at all.
See, the thing is, like, Snowpiercer, I felt like he was preaching to me, but Snowpiercer is just so all over the place, and not in a bad way, because it's a very well-done movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's trying to say, but I feel like it's trying hard to say it. And then The Host is super fucking preachy with the whole, yeah. like, don't litter, oh, don't hurt the environment. Yeah, I fucking get it, dude. Like, I get it. And then here, the whole thing is, like, it's kind of like two things. One is it's kind of saying don't use, you know, science to create animals.
I think he's telling us to be vegetarians.
It's well. Definitely telling you to be a vegetarian.
And then maybe that also. But then it's saying, you know, treat your animals nicely. And these animals are you should feel bad because these animals are being made up for slaughter. Guess what? I don't fucking care. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thing.
I was rolling my eyes during the whole thing. And you know what? People, like, would send me, you know, every now and then I'll see a video online where it'd be like, if you watch this video, you're going to become a vegetarian, and it's a video of the inside the slaughterhouse and how bad the animals are mistreated. And you know what? The animals are mistreated, and I feel bad. But it's not going to stop me from eating a goddamn steak. Sorry.
But that's the thing about this movie and kind of how it deals with the message is what the Miranda Corporation is doing is a good thing, in theory. Yeah, they have this genetically modified food because all of our food is genetically modified. That's what fucking farmers have been doing for thousands of years. And it's all genetically modified food that is meant to feed more people and make more people's lives better. They're doing a thing that in theory is good, and what they do to Okja and to the other pigs, no fucking worse than what happens in actual slaughterhouses.
And oh, dude, it's less worse. It's less yeah, worse. They did, like, better. They really could have made this really gory and nasty.
I'm glad that they didn't, though, because the thing that I really liked about this movie is the crux of the movie is this girl and her friend, this giant fucking pig, and it's saying
this giant fucking pig is fucking dangerous, dude.
Yeah, but it's a little also next to a little kid. Like, anything bigger than her is going to be dangerous. It's an adventure movie.
But if you grew up with the pig, like, I honestly have a really sad experience that this movie reminded me of. Like, growing up, you know, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, so we actually housed a pig for a little while, and I thought it was just because I needed a friend. No, that wasn't it. It was because we wanted to eat it, and it was the most terrifying thing of my life. And I remember walking in, like, we had it for a little while, because, like, it got pretty big.
Yeah.
Remember it, like, me feeding it food and everything like that. Yeah. And then I remember going to the garage one afternoon, and, yeah, I just see blood coming from the garage, and apparently it had just got shot, and I just remember crying my eyes out. And then afterwards, we cooked it, making chicharrones, and, yeah, I was crying while I was eating it. It was, like, the most saddest thing ever of
my
life.
But it was delicious.
It was delicious, but at the same time, too, like, I had somewhat of a feeling towards this movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But that was just because I've experienced it.
Was that feeling in your pussy? Because you're being a little pussy right now.
No.
Oh, no. Be fucking nice. It's an emotional thing. And that's the thing.
I lost a pig.
And that's the thing. This movie would not have worked at all if Misha was 5 years older. And that's
right.
That's the thing. That's why I really liked, first off, the child actress is very good, which is a sentence that I am still, like, I've been saying it more and more recently, and it still feels like a sentence I shouldn't be saying, because child actress
is I don't know if you can make that statement, because it's half in English, half in Korean.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if you can say she's a good actress. For all you know, she was butchering her lines and stuttering through every word.
But she could express emotions. I felt emotions.
She was annoying. I saw no emotion. I saw no emotion on her face.
Really?
Like, except for when she got, like, the big black swollen eye when she tumbled in the airport shopping area or whatever it was.
I mean, I don't know. I felt emotions when she was doing stuff. Like, she was clearly acting. And I thought she did a good job. I couldn't understand her, but they had subtitles, and it matched with what was going on in her face. So I was like, good for her. But yeah.
I don't know. Well, going off on the cast, one thing I did like about it, and this is probably the only thing I liked about it,
Jesus.
Is that the cast, like, is very surprising.
Yeah.
You know, because they reveal it in a way where you don't know half the cast. And there's a lot of good actors in here, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't say most of them are A-list, except for maybe Tilda Swinton.
Oh, and that, the,
But he's not, Jake Stephen Yeun.
The Asian guy from The Walking Dead.
Stephen Yeun, I wouldn't say he's A-list, because he's only on The Walking Dead. So he's a very strong B-list. But, like, again, he has a nice reveal. You don't realize it's him until you do.
And I mean, I realized it was him instantly. I looked over him and I said, that's the guy from The Walking Dead. And the same thing with Paul Dano. I recognized him immediately.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was him when he took his mask off, but I didn't know it was him afterwards. And
no,
I like
just
Paul
based
Dano.
On the eyes,
Paul Dano pops up. Paul Dano's my favorite thing in every movie that he's in.
He's really
good. I really liked him in this movie, like, a lot.
I think
him and the one that played Red,
Lily Collins. Yeah.
Yeah. They were my two favorite characters, and I think that's the only reason why I liked the movie.
Really? You didn't like it either?
I liked certain parts of it, but...
Fuck.
I'm gonna be a sour grape here. I really hate Tilda Swinton.
How?
You hated her teeth in this. You were complaining on and on about, I don't know what's wrong with this bitch's teeth. It's called braces, honey.
Okay, the thing is, I don't like Tilda Swinton. I have not liked her since I saw her in I Am Love. And she's kind of blown up in a couple of years since then. And I just don't like her. She's a fine actress. Like, obviously she does a great job. She's a good actress. But I don't like her. She pisses me off. And, like, I'm sorry. She's just, I'm going to be shallow. And I'm so sorry. I can't look at her. I find her repulsive.
Jesus.
Well, that's why she gets some roles like this.
No,
one.
She gets a lot of good roles, and
she
even
does,
like
but
even the guys on
roles.
Even the guys on Double Toasted and the guys on OneOfUs.net, they all have said that she has a thing about her that they find attractive. And every time, I just want to be like, Corey, no, she's not attractive.
But I mean, like, you can acknowledge the craft that she brings to the table. Despite that, and that's the thing about this movie,
I acknowledge
and so
it.
Many of her other performances, is that, like, is she conventionally attractive? No. No, she is not. You can make an
she
argument that
like,
she's not
like,
even unconventionally attractive, but she's talented as fuck. And
she
that's
looks
what
like
matters.
An alien embryo.
You look like an alien embryo.
Well, that's just mean. See, now you're just being angry.
People look weird. People look like alien embryos. Have you ever, like, examined a human face and been like, why are those eyes there? What's up with the nose? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'm gonna argue you, because Paul Dano is not conventionally attractive.
He's not,
but he has a thing about him where he is attractive.
Yes,
because of stuff that we've set as precedents for, oh, that's what an attractive person is. But if you, like, think about it and, like, compartmentalize parts of a person, none of it makes any sense. And I'm just saying, everyone's attractive, no one's attractive. People are fucking weird.
You gotta give it to Bong Joon-ho or whatever, that he does his best to ugly up Tilda Swinton whenever he can.
Yes.
Like, especially in Train Spotting. Especially in Snowpiercer. He did everything he could to make her fucking ugly.
Yeah, because it matched how evil she was.
He gives her these big fucking braces and ugh. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's my rant. It's me being shallow. It doesn't affect my rating at all, because that would be 100% shallow.
You are 100% shallow. You just said that you were shallow yourself just a second ago.
Fine, I guess. But I also did say that I don't like when girls look all plastic, and I want girls that are very naturally beautiful.
Well, she's very natural-ish in there.
Well, if you saw I Am Love, she's very natural.
Well, we're not reviewing that. We're reviewing this.
Okja.
I give I Am Love
and
2 out of 10 bushes.
First off, I'm just gonna say, I think I saw Blake Lively nearby, because we're knee-deep in the fucking shallows right now.
How long have you had that saved?
Like, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Okay, I wanna talk more about this movie, because I really loved this movie.
What? Are you fucking for real? You did?
I thought it was so entertaining, and just that perfect kind of, like, overdone. And I thought it struck the perfect balance, like Snowpiercer did, where it is preachy and it is clearly trying to push a message, but the adventure and the characters and the things that were happening were so entertaining that I
completely was okay with it. So, like, when she fell off the cliff, so entertaining.
When she fell off that cliff and fucking Okja did the giant swing thing and it, like, roped her back up, that's some Indiana Jones shit right there, and it's awesome.
It was some Indiana Jones shit, but at the same time, too, this little girl's about to die, and she decides to put her little bag over her neck to make sure that's secure, because, oh no, I'm worried about my food, because she's your fucking life.
Because she needs to use both hands, she's a resourceful little fucker.
So then let go of the stupid food and save her freaking life, versus, I don't know.
She didn't have to let go of it, she put it around her neck, so she was like, I got both hands, I'm gonna climb up, because I'm awesome.
She didn't even try, she just stood there. She was
working on it. She's 14. She's an awesome 14-year-old, but she's still 14. And then Okja comes in and does the fucking pulley system, and it's awesome.
Except that you make it sound like they set it up like Okja's super fucking smart and can problem solve really well. Except that it freaks out in a moment's notice. And after that part,
it's never
smart again after that. It's never smart again after that. It's fucking going on a rampage through downtown
It's a smart pig, but it's scared of all this shit going on, this noise and lights, because it's spent its whole life living in the mountains. I get fucking freaked out when I'm in a place with a bunch of noises and lights. That's why I sit on my computer all day.
To be fair, we haven't met your girlfriend yet, Davey.
That is true.
Oh, Octavie.
See, it's funny you mentioned that this movie wouldn't be as good if she was 5 years older, and I agree with you, but the thing, that's kind of another problem I have with it, is that it kind of treats it like it's a kid's movie. Especially in the beginning. But it's not, because they say fuck a lot, they show these animals being slaughtered.
Yeah.
What 11-year-old do you know that has never said the word fuck?
I don't know any 11-year-olds. I don't know why you would insinuate upon me.
But I'm saying, like when I was, like, young, when I was, like, 11, 12, I heard fuck. I'd be like, ooh, what's this word? It's fuck. It's a cool, edgy word. Like, honestly,
so cool.
Kids can fucking handle this shit. They
can handle it, but any kid that can handle this would not find the humor or the kids' quote-unquote adventure in it appealing.
They would find the adventure appealing.
It doesn't have a middle ground. No, I don't agree with the adventure part at all. I think it's mildly boring. I honestly kept looking at my watch wondering when it was going to end.
No, I was so engrossed in this. It went by so quickly. I was like, was that 2 hours? Holy shit. I will, like, anytime anything action-y or adventure-y would happen, I get super into it. It made me feel like I was watching a slightly more, like, important version of one of those, like, 80s adventure movies. Sure, it gets bogged down a little bit by them having to talk about adult themes and important stuff, like, oh, we need to be more good to the environment, we need to eat less meat. But when the adventure goes, it fucking goes.
Name an 80s adventure movie that you think this is somewhat... Just name an 80s adventure movie that you think is reminiscent of this.
There are scenes of this that remind me of how I felt when I watched The Goonies.
Okay, see, I was hoping you were going to say Goonies. Here's the thing. The Goonies had some chemistry.
Yes.
So that was a big part of it. Okay, and they swore, so I'll give that to you.
Thank you.
But the thing is, they actually had an adventure. They had a legit adventure. They went from point A to point B. Okay, this, they go from Korea to New York, but so the fuck what? Nothing happens on their way there.
They don't show anything. They go, okay, well, I'm in Korea.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm in New York. And I just look at people. And then it goes to the next scene. All of a sudden, she's in an office. Like,
how the fuck
did you get there?
That's not an adventure. Her journey takes place within New York trying to find this creature again and all the shit that goes down.
It follows, for the most part,
Joseph Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces, the original adventure guideline. We based Lord of the fucking Rings off that shit. It's a goddamn adventure movie.
No, dude, it's not. Because, okay, going back to Goonies, they start at the house. They go to the restaurant. They go underground. They go through this trap. They go through that trap. They go past the water slides. They get to the boat. That's like eight things right there. In here, she's in Korea, she goes to the city, she goes to New York, she goes back. And none of it is, like, stopping her. None of it is, like, in the way. There's no, like, remembering scenes where it's, like, something is, I don't know. Nothing's ever standing in her way other than the fact that Tilda Swinton's kind of a bitch.
Seriously, like, this 12-year-old is flying across the fucking country with pennies in her little freaking fanny pack. Seriously, like, she would have got stopped at some point. And, like, you know, how is she eating? She never once grabbed a burger. She never stopped and looked at, oh, what actually New York was. And then, except for the people. So
the Animal Liberation Front was taking care of her, and then the Miranda Corporation was taking care of her when they thought they could use her as a pawn.
But here's the thing. You're talking about people, okay? When going back to basic story structure, okay, Anyway, there's hero versus evil, hero versus person, hero versus money, hero versus this. Okay, an adventure movie is a hero against nature, against things that are not people. That is an adventure movie. Otherwise, it's an action movie because it's person against person because they're shooting. There's an evil force against them as opposed to them getting one from one place to the other and the nature is stopping them from doing that. That is an adventure movie. This is not because there's no physical thing. I'm sorry. There's nothing that's not living that is stopping her. It's just these people.
But it's not like one specific person. There are two Tilda Swintons. There's Jake Gyllenhaal and there are a bunch of other people. It's the nature of the corporation represented through these people. I completely disagree.
So it's hero versus corporation. That's not an adventure movie.
Yes, it is. It's what we have in replacement of nature now. And that's the whole point, is that these corporations are replacing nature. Just like how in this version of an adventure movie, the hero versus nature dynamic is changed by the hero versus the corporation dynamic.
What the fuck did you just say?
Anyway.
I just won. That's what I just did.
And I loved Paul Dano in it.
Paul Dano was probably my favorite part about it.
I love that.
I like Paul Dano
because he had 100% had a code and he always stuck by it.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, part of the humor comes from the fact that Paul Dano heads up this ALF, which is Animal Liberation Front. And like their whole thing is like, they don't hurt animals, quote unquote, or humans.
Right.
And then they get a lot of funny bits out of the whole fact that they don't hurt humans. Like, there's a whole point where they're trying to escape and they basically pull some Home Alone shit.
With the umbrellas
and the marbles. It was funny. It was creative.
Yeah. This whole movie's creative.
No. I think the biggest thing is it doesn't appeal to me. There's really not that much wrong with it, but I just didn't care. I really didn't care. I mean, you seem to be loving it. Is there anything you didn't like about it?
I it does slow down a little too often. I wish that certain characters would have more time to flesh out. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal gets, like, two scenes where he actually gets to act, and I wish there was more. I don't really like having two Tilda Swintons. I feel like if you just had one and kind of combined their characters, it would have made for slightly more economic storytelling.
Yeah.
And it gets a little too preachy, especially when she's looking through the, like, grates of pigs. But I feel like when the movie works, it works so well that I can forgive, not all, but a couple of those problems. I mean, it's not a perfect movie. It should have been more put together in terms of the cast, and I feel like characters could have been condensed. There were, like, two or three characters that just didn't need to be there. They could have just moved their stuff into other things. But
the thing is, they had a black and white version of every character. Like, they had, and I don't mean black and white as in race. I mean like black and white is it's a vegetarian guy, and there's one that's totally no more vegetarian, and then there's one that's a cartoonish version of a vegetarian.
Yeah, it's a fable. It's there to prove points and to exaggerate things.
But it exaggerate things so much that the characters are just, I can't connect with any of them. They're so cartoonish, and they make the bad guys, I was talking about the vegetarians who are supposed to be on our side, the good guys, but they make the bad guys so fucking ridiculous. Like,
they are ridiculous,
but it's like it's ridiculous to the point where, like, they're not a threat to me because they're just silly. Like, I don't see them as a threat. There's nothing about them that makes me think they're gonna succeed in anything, let alone hurting Okja or sending Okja to the slaughterhouse. They're just so silly. Like,
they're silly, but they're unhinged.
Especially
think about how
Jake
that,
Gyllenhaal's character.
Think about how scary that would be if you were a 14-year-old girl who had met five to 10 people your whole life, it seems, before a day ago.
But that's another thing. Like, she's cartoonish too. What does this bitch expect to happen? I call every girl a bitch, and I go
back. You do, it's a problem.
This bitch.
Seriously. But what does this chick expect to, like, happen with her life? She's almost a woman, okay? And her grandfather says within the first 10 minutes, I don't want you running around with this pig all day every day. You need to do something with your life. And I agree with him. What is she gonna do running around through the forest forever? I mean, she can be a farmer, but I don't think they're all that good at being farmers. You don't ever see them farming or see any land other than the forest.
You didn't even like this movie. Did you want 20 minutes of them farming?
No, but I want something to base her character off of besides the fact that she wants to waste her life away hanging out with a pig. I like fucking Shaggy from Scooby-Doo wastes his life hanging out with a dog, but guess what? He solves crimes at the same time. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
did you just compare this little girl to Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
I fucking did.
He's a 30-year-old pothead, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a character trait. This girl had no other character trait other than, I like the pig. I'm glad you like the pig. It's your best friend, and I want you to get the pig back, but I want you also to have a thing outside of that that I can connect with.
The only thing that she really had a connection with was that guy's TV show.
She was a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal's nature show.
Yeah. That was the only thing that, like, we ever got any information on.
And they don't really go anywhere with that either, because his character, you know, he's almost a cameo, to be honest.
Yeah, he's a very small role.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too hard on it.
Like, the only
you
one
are being
thing,
too hard
like,
on
the one thing that I did kind of like, but it made me, like, kind of quench at it, was the scene that he had with the pig when he was all drunk inside of the slaughterhouse, and he had to, like, take the little samples from Okja. I don't know. I thought that was a really good scene. It was crazy.
Oh, he was chewing up the scenery like crazy.
Yeah.
And all the power to him. But I don't know if that scene played into anything. It doesn't really have any...
I mean, yes, it does to me. Because, like, when you go to the slaughterhouse, there's different parts of the pig. So, like, he was kind of mentioning, like, the fact that, like, oh, well, I don't even get to try this. This is going to go to the tasters, and I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing here. And, you know, he was showing jealousy towards this pig who has more
fame,
purpose. Yeah, more purpose, and also with the little girl, too, because he was taking it out on the pig, because the little girl was the now face of this corporation.
Right.
So it was just kind of like, I don't know, I thought that was like a kind of meaningful scene.
Okay,
I'll give from you that. Him.
I wasn't thinking of it that way, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, but that was like the only real scene that I liked. That and like anything with the that Paul Dano guy. But yeah, everything else sucked.
No, it did not suck.
Really? I'm honestly surprised because I thought you liked it.
I was saying all because it's a giant fucking pig who rolls around smashing trees to get little fruits off. I'm a girl. I like pigs.
And I will say, the CG in this movie is very good. Of the pig. I thought it was really
good. Okay.
It's not perfect. It's not perfect. But for a Netflix movie, I expected it to be worse than it was.
I was kind of surprised when, like, they did, like, the up-close scenes of the human touching the hand.
Yeah.
Like,
that's where they could put their A-team on that. Yeah. But when it was just running around, eating, doing silly things,
a faraway shot of, like, they were doing, like, the up-close human and then, like, the pig in the background. Sure. Like, that was complete crap.
That's fair. But yeah. There were more moments of the CGI working than not, I thought.
Yeah. I'll give that to you. I mean, it does have good CGI.
Yeah.
My last point before I'm completely out of breath is, like, I just, again, this goes back to how they make the bad guys so cartoonish, but, like, and it goes back to me not liking the message all that much, because it seems like they're so mad that they are so fucking mad that this company is feeding people. How fucking dare they do that? And them wanting to get paid for providing the human race a service? Oh, the bastards! How fucking dare they? Like, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Like, if 500 million years of evolution and we became the dominant species, sorry, that includes killing some animals along the way.
And it's the fact that they produced it as something else, meaning it was natural and everything like that. So, you know, like, I get where you're coming from, but I think what made it so bad was them saying one thing and it's completely opposite.
Sure. Yes, fine. But they're liars and they're cheaters and they're snakes. But the fact is that their end game is still to provide the world service and get paid for it. That's what business is.
Yes, and I'll
and like a lot of these pigs, these pigs, we're just using pigs in general, but right. It's also a reflection of real life. These pigs wouldn't even have a life if they never gave it to them anyway. So taking I'm not religious, but let's go with like that people say, oh, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away in terms of, like, he can give you life and he can take it. Same fucking thing. These pigs would never have had a breath in their body had they not produced these pigs. So I'm sorry, I'm not saying they should treat the pigs like shit and that they should murder them, but the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. They were born, bred, and breeded specifically to be slaughtered for food. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm fucking sorry.
And that's fair. That's a fair point. But that doesn't mean that it's not sad. And that's the thing that this movie does, is that it says it's this microcosm of the story from the perspective of this 14-year-old girl saying, this thing is sad. As intelligent people, we can go, they're doing a good thing. We still empathize with someone who, quite frankly, does not really know how the world works and wants things to be a little bit better than they have to be. It's still sad when the Lord taketh away, and that's the point. And maybe we can make it a little less sad by maybe taketh-ing away-ing a little less. With that said, I give Okja 9 out of 10 Super Pigs.
Oh my god!
9?
I love this movie!
What would you give Baby Driver then?
10 out of 10.
Jesus Christ.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yes.
Jesus, man.
I really don't think the Super Pig thing is a 9. Jesus, God.
I was...
The Lord giveth and the Lord giveth a 9.
I'm just saying, between... Maybe I've been spoiled, because I did see Baby Driver and this in the same week, and those are two of the most entertaining movies I've seen all year. God.
Man. I think you need to... I don't know. You just need help, sir.
You need to finish film school.
3 years left. We'll do it. We'll do a second review in 3 years. How about that?
No, because then I have to watch it again.
I give this a 2.
No final thoughts. Come on. Expand more. I don't know why Davey skipped his.
I did give my final thoughts. My final thoughts was my rebuttal.
We already went over it. I like specific scenes with specific people. We went over the CGI thing. I feel sad for the pig, because guess what? I've experienced that in real life. But at the same time, too, as a movie, I didn't like it. So I give it out of 2 out of 10 fanny packs filled with gold piggies.
Okay. You two are the problem with this movie. You two are too fucking exaggerated. Davey, it's not that fucking good.
Leslie, it is.
It's not that fucking bad.
It's not.
A two?
It's that bad.
It's not that bad. It's great. That bad.
On top of that, they're also trying to copy Atreyu from Neverending Story with the look of their face. Like, come on.
You just said it was a hippo. Is it Atreyu or is it a hippo?
It looks like Atreyu mixed with hippo.
You look like Atreyu.
You.
Be nice.
No, just you just look like Atreyu. You know, the trays I would put my ass on and slide down the McDonald's slide and get kicked out.
Yeah. What the anyway. Fuck are you... Just do your final thoughts.
I don't know.
The problem I have... I'm starting to wonder if maybe something is just getting lost in translation with me with this director. Because all of his movies have a good idea to me, yes. But they just never seem to work out to me. And I'm just starting to think it's a translation thing. Like, I thought The Host... my very first experience with The Host was I honestly thought it was like a B-monster movie joke. Like, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was supposed to be a comedy. Kind of like, I don't know, Gamera or one of the lesser Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
But no, it's totally serious. But I thought it was supposed to be a fucking joke just because it plays out, especially that scene towards the end with the funeral scene. Not the funeral scene, but where everyone's crying.
The Host is supposed to be a little funny.
Is it? I don't think it is.
It's supposed to have humor to it. All of his movies, at least the three that I've seen, the Host, Snowpiercer, and this, they all have humor to them.
That's what I thought too. But it's so bogged down with preachiness that it makes me think that that's not what he's trying to do. I think the humor comes from the fact that he's still working on his translation issues, and it's just not crossing over with me. I just don't get it. I get everything he's trying to say and how he's preaching it to me, but I just don't enjoy it the way he tells me it. And Snowpiercer should have been a better movie, in my honest opinion. And the same thing with The Host, with Snowpiercer, and with this one. It falls apart in the third act. He doesn't end it in a way that's interesting. He ends it in a way where it just sort of works out. Like, especially with Snowpiercer, it just ends.
I cannot disagree more.
We could go into Snowpiercer all day, but, like, it just ends. It just fucking ends. They even set up how she's gonna get the pig back in the beginning.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, I wonder why they said that. Well, that wouldn't make for a very good movie if that's what they did. But that's what they do. And that's how she, you know... I mean, it's a happy ending movie. I'm not going to spoil it, but like, it's a happy ending movie, and they set up how she's going to get her happy ending in the end, and it's not very interesting. So they draw it out and go on this quote unquote adventure movie, or so Davey says, when it's not an adventure movie.
I could write a fucking paper on why this is an adventure movie.
Do it. I fucking dare you. It's just okay, and it's overly preachy, which brings it down, and the characters are just silly. They're just silly. But again, I think that's a trait of this director that I'm just starting to realize he just doesn't appeal to me at the end of the day, and I think that's my biggest problem with it. So I'm gonna give it a low rating, but I'm gonna caveat it with I think it's just me because I don't care. So I'm gonna give it 4 out of 10 beef jerkies that I'm still gonna fucking eat. I don't give a shit where they came from, and I'm sorry that they got hurt and they were slaughtered and it was painful and, you know, crocodile tears, but I don't give a fuck.
Jesus.
Yep. That was our review. Thank you all for joining us. We will be back next week. I don't know what the fuck we're reviewing. We might even have to take a week off because I actually looked at the schedule and there's not really a lot coming out this week, surprisingly.
We might figure something out. We might not.
Yeah. But I do. Davey, are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
How Harry Potter fan are you?
I learned to read with Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh, that's so cute.
Aww.
Davey the baby. Anyway, I was thinking we could do kind of something different for an end of the for the episode that would air on Harry Potter's birthday, July 30th. What do you think?
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's three of them, actually. Harry Potter unofficial musicals online.
Oh, yeah, the Harry Potter musical and stuff.
Have you seen them?
I've seen one of the musicals by those guys, but it wasn't those three.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking we'd do something a little different for the end of July, and we review those musicals.
Okay.
I mean, they're streaming on YouTube. It's a little different.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Streaming.
Yeah, and then it'll be in honor of Harry Potter's birthday, and it will be the 20th anniversary this year since those books were Yeah, so I think it might be fun. We probably were going to do that. I would really like to. I'm going to put it up and see who I can get to join us on that.
It's Harry freaking Potter.
No. See, we can't sing because it's spoiled.
I know. That's not anyway. Spoiling.
Thank you all for joining us. This is our review of Okja, and my name is TJ. You can find me on Twitter at TJ Calls Bullshit, Facebook, Mr.Hooker711.
Twat her. Sorry.
What?
I said twat her.
You're so mature.
I am.
So where can they find your immature ass?
You can find me on Instagram. That look so pretty. LOOKSOPRETTY. Don't follow me. Gish. Thanks.
And you can find me on Twitter at Davy Peppers, and you can find me on Instagram at the Davy Peppers. And you can find the intern's work, as always, on the always lovely oneofus.net.
Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Out.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Oneofus.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to oneofus.net and don't forget your towel.